Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Okay, let me apologize, Mike, because we have more breaking news the last 5-6 minutes, so we're trying to get to that. Mike Freeman knows Hennepin County extraordinarily well. Former Hennepin County attorney, he knows state charges extraordinarily well. So he is a guest who can help us out in a significant way today. Mike, I know you don't talk a lot, but I appreciate you coming on. What is your early assessment? Let's go with the Hennepin County charges. What are your early thoughts on this? And your early reaction to what's been laid out so far.
Thanks, Chad. And I've got to say before I start, both Melissa Hartman and John Hoffman were close friends of mine. Melissa worked with me in the county attorney's office on a part-time basis while she was in the legislature. I was at an event for John Hoffman on Thursday, and the losses are profound. So we're all dealing with that, but...
Can I stop you, attorney? You gotta adjust,
and I'm ready to go to work.
Yeah, I will in a second. But just expand, because the humanity means more than anything. You want to expand just a little bit more on your interactions with both of them? I'd love to hear that.
Well, some friends of mine who were around the legislature introduced me to Melissa, and she needed a part-time job, as most legislators do. And I interviewed her, and I was really appreciative of her intelligence and her compassion and her humanity. And so I hired her part-time, and she did a great job for me and remained a close friend. And I had lunch with her a few weeks ago talking about what was going on in the session, and I just can't believe she's gone.
Yep.
And John Hoffman, you know, has a daughter with significant disabilities and just a wonderful, compassionate guy. And both of them could work across the aisle in an amazing way. Hoffman, just because he was a character. And Hartman, just because she was such a leader. And she took the tough vote when she agreed. So they had a budget. She took the vote in something she did not believe in, she did not support it, and she had fought. And she took it because she was a leader. Wow. That's the kind of folks we need in public office.
Yeah. I'm reminded again, too, before we even get the charges, your name was on that list.
You know, I thought when I retired, Chad, you know, everybody forget me, I could go away and fish and take care of my golden retriever and my grandchildren and everything would be fine. But, I was thankfully, I learned early that they didn't have my address and I wasn't near where this killer was running around. And I understand most recent reports, he went to two other legislators' homes as well. So he's the terrible person.
Awful person. Who reached out to you and how early was it?
Actually, it was a call from the governor's office. One of his staffers called me about 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
Were you aware of what was going on already?
Not at that time. I was still reading the morning newspaper, which didn't have much to say at that time.
What was your reaction after that call?
Well, you know, 24 years as county attorney, there's been more than one threat.
Yep.
And at least I felt I was secure enough because he didn't have my address. and I've been out of the limelight for quite a while. So I, you know, sure. I just didn't believe that they would do it. And then I found that Melissa had been murdered, and all of a sudden, wow, the antenna went up. So myself and my family are very glad that he was picked up, and I'm sure there's a lot of other public officials and legislators. And it's really unfortunate, Chad, because, you know, public service is a high calling, and we need really good people to do it. And I hope that I'm going to work very hard to discourage people from not participating because of this. We got to have good people there.
We do, but can you fault folks who look around at the anger, the lack of respect, and now this, and say, I'm out?
You know, things have gotten worse. I was privileged to coach my daughters in basketball through grade school and junior high, and it was a thrill to do it. And most of the parents are pretty reasonable. I now go to my grandson's games, and some of the fans are awful. And, you know, we need to take a deep breath, step back, train our children to be civilized ourselves, and to understand that a democracy is open to a debate and a discussion and strong feelings, but not violent ones. And
well stated.
I have great faith that we can do that. We have done that before in this country, and I'm sure we'll do it again.
Mike Freeman with us, former Hennepin County attorney. Okay, tell me about the charges.
Well, as I understand it, and I only know what has been reported in the media, that Hennepin County attorney has already charged second-degree murder and the two counts of Melissa Hartman and her husband, Mark, and attempted second-degree murder, John Hoffman and his wife. And those are the proper charges by full one I've seen. And those are charges often made to hold the person. So those charges are enough to hold him in custody. There's been an announcement that the county attorney is seriously considering first-degree charges, which is also appropriate. Those have got to be decided by the grand jury. And you normally charge second-degree unintentional to hold them. And while they're in custody, you finish it up and present it to the grand jury. So everything has been done so far in the county attorney's office according to practice and procedure.
Are you comfortable looking back and while you were in office, as you said, for 24 years, that you need a grand jury in Hennepin County to up the charges to first degree?
That's the law. You have to do that. You can make a charge of first degree murder, but then you have to have it confirmed by the grand jury within a brief period of time. I think it's a couple of weeks. So this is, you know, this is the way that I did it and Klobuchar did it and even Gary Flackney did it. So this is the proper procedure in state court, and it is, best I can tell from the news reports, it's been done, and he's being held now. He's being held in state custody, and also now I understand he's over in federal court.
He is.
Because the feds are getting involved.
The feds laid out their case. Joe Thompson, the U.S. attorney, laid out a number of charges, including the possibility of the death penalty, wouldn't comment on whether they would pursue that. Sounds like most of the time, Mike, the federal government would go first. They wouldn't comment on that. Do you expect the feds to go first with their trial?
Normally, this discussion occurs between the Hennepin County attorney if the crime commits Hennepin County, which it did here, and the United States attorney. And they talk about it, and at least in my time, we always talked about it, regardless of who the United States attorney was, is what was the crime and what are the causes of action by federal law or state law that provides the clearest course to justice. And in most cases like this, the longest penalty. And so we would have discussions and decide in the Jamar Clark case, which I did not charge because the evidence wasn't there. I went first. And after that, Andy Lugar, the United States attorney, went, and he also didn't charge federally. In the Derek Chauvin case, the state went first. And that's often... That is the usual procedure, and it's usually discussed not by, you know, the governor and the president or the Department of Justice. It's decided by the prosecutors who are going to have to prosecute the case, and that in this case is the Hennepin County Attorney and the Acting United States Attorney for the District of Minnesota.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
That's what? Where, in my view, the discussion has usually occurred.
Okay. Most likely they'll agree, but what if they don't agree? What if they both want to go first? What then happens?
That's a very interesting question. And frankly, it's, I think, a bit unresolved right now. The principal difference, let me hit the go right after the big issue here. The principal difference between what the feds can do and state can do, as I see in a case like this, is a death penalty.
Yep.
Minnesota has considered the death penalty on a number of occasions. The legislature and the people have said no. And I had the privilege of serving in the Minnesota Senate on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we voted it down in committee. The feeling was that the death penalty is not humane and not just and shouldn't be followed. That has been our decision for a long time in Minnesota. So the question then is, do the feds go first? And frankly, Chad, I can't tell you who makes the final decision or who gets it.
So this has never happened where there was this on a, and again, incredibly high profile case where your former office and now the U.S. Attorney's Office are both compassionately with a lot of facts behind them saying we want to go first. That sort of difference hasn't happened.
It didn't occur during my 24, nor in Klobuchar's, nor in Tom Johnson, who was before me. Not for 30 years am I aware that the local prosecutors, the one who have to try the case,
yep,
have not been able to come to a resolution. I don't know what happens here because it's kind of unprecedented. Now, I'm certain that it's occurred elsewhere, but normally one or the other stands down and lets the other go forward. And as I said, usually the determination is who has strongest, the facts of the case, what are the facts of the case that leads to the most likelihood of successful prosecution? And let me tell you that first degree murder, the maximum penalty is life without parole. So the person never gets on the street, they're there forever in some prison. And the only difference between that is whether someone is put in the electric chair, yeah, or injected, right, lethal drugs. And that's really the only question here. And I think that question, in my view, that question ought to be decided by the people of Minnesota. And that we have done that numerous times in the Minnesota legislature, which has refused to adopt the death penalty.
Yeah. I got to jump in. Don't be a stranger. You're too good at this. Love to have you on more. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm glad you're safe.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.
Mike Freeman, CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.